Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and today we're getting into some pretty fascinating territory in movement and balance, which honestly is something you might not think about much until you trip on the sidewalk or sprain your ankle in public. That's always fun, isn't it? So today I'll be talking about a research paper by Chuck Lane and colleagues, right at the intersection of sports science and, well, just everyday being able to stay upright. I want to be clear up front, as always. I'm presenting their work, not promoting it or personally vouching for all their conclusions. Academic research is all about questioning, not announcing the final word on everything, right? The paper is called Comparison of Martial Artists and Healthy Individuals Using Treadmill-Induced Gait Perturbations, which, besides being a mouthful, dives straight into a question with real-world stakes. Does martial arts training actually make you better at recovering your balance when you trip? Why should we care? Well, falls are a big deal. They cost around $19 billion in direct medical expenses every year, and more importantly, they're the top cause of disability among older adults. Wild but true. So here's the core problem the paper's trying to crack. Can practicing martial arts actually transfer to helping regular people recover from a trip in daily life, compared to just being generally active? If you take two groups, both fairly young and in good shape, but one does martial arts regularly and one just, you know, jogs or lifts weights, does all that sparring and, well, quite frankly, getting knocked off balance, actually make a difference when real life sends a wobble your way? Lane and his team set up an experiment that's kind of like those gotcha treadmill videos you might see online, but with more science and a lot fewer laughs. They got people together. Some were experienced martial artists, others were healthy but didn't do balance heavy sports. And they attached motion capture markers all over them, picture looking like a Christmas tree, and had them walk on a treadmill. Then, at a random time, snap, the treadmill's belt suddenly stopped for 1 foot, simulating a trip. The goal? See how quickly and efficiently each person bounced back, or recovered, from that little surprise. The key numbers here? There's recovery time, which is basically start to finish from the trip to walking normally again. Lane's team broke that into two parts. The initial step you take to save yourself, called the response step time, and then execution time, which is how long it takes after that first step to stabilize your gait and get back to normal. They also looked at how steady people's heads stayed during the recovery, because apparently keeping your head stable is just as important as not falling on your face. Now, what did they actually find? Well, in a bit of a twist, the martial artists did recover faster overall and were quicker at stabilizing their gait after that initial step. So execution time was lower, but, and this is a big but, the initial response step was actually a little slower for the martial arts crew than for your everyday athlete. So it looks like the martial artists took a bit longer before launching into their first save myself step. But once they did, they were like lightning quick back to normal. Fascinating, right? What's more, martial artists had steadier heads during all this hubbub, which could mean better feedback from their vision and inner ear. Those are huge for balance. The thinking is all that martial arts training, where your center of mass is always getting wobbled around during sparring or forms, trains you to keep composure and recover smartly rather than just immediately flailing. It kind of reminds me, you know, when you watch dance competitions and someone trips but then pulls off this graceful save that looks like they meant to do it? Maybe those folks are doing karate on the weekends. Who knows? There's some debate, of course, about whether these sorts of lab-made trips on a treadmill really match what happens when you stumble on a sidewalk or slip on ice, but Lane and his colleagues say the results are promising for maybe recommending martial arts as a way to boost balance and help prevent falls, even outside the dojo. But hey, I'm not giving you medical advice or telling you to run out and join a Taekwondo class. This is just one study's findings for you to consider and reflect on. So what does this mean for you? The big takeaway is that the kind of physical activity you do matters, especially if you want to build up real-world skills like balance and recovery. If you're just starting out with exercise or thinking about ways to future-proof yourself against falls as you age, maybe consider activities that challenge your balance in unpredictable ways, not just repetitive stuff. You don't have to be a ninja, although, I mean, if that's your thing, go for it. But the principle is really valuable. To wrap up, remember, research isn't absolute truth. It's a lens, a framework for exploring ideas. Today's work by Chuck Lane and the team gives us fresh insights, but, like all science, it's just the latest chapter, not the whole book. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Keep thinking, keep questioning, and maybe look at your next stumble as a chance to do a little martial arts in disguise. See you next time.